Good morning, Nachum. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Tomorrow we have the privilege of reading Parshas Ki Tzetze. Ki Tzetze has the distinction of being the Parsha with the most mitzvos of any specific or individual Parsha. There are, according to the Chinuch, no less than 74 mitzvos, 27 positive, 47 restrictions, and, interestingly, no less than 12% of all the mitzvos in the Torah are found in this week's parsha. I'd like to, interestingly, not focus specifically on any one mitzvah, but what I would like to call to read between the lines, between the various commandments, what, even though the Torah does not say it specifically, what we are to learn in terms of between the lines, how Torah refines our character. I'd like to begin with the introduction of Rav Nissen Alpert, Zichrono Levracha, a close Talmud, Muvak, of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in his introduction to the Book of Devarim, in his Sefer Limudei Nisan. And he makes a very interesting observation. As a child, I remember reading to my children when certain books came out for children, by pulling a string, when you turned to a certain page, you had the noise of whatever the page was showing. So you heard a fire engine, and you heard an ambulance, a police car, etc., teaching children basic points. Okay, I want to say that we had it first. He says, if you want to know what is the pulse of the book of Devarim, he says, if you have to pull the string, which pasuk emerges? He says, the pasuk in Devarim, in Parshas for Eschanan, chapter 6, pasuk 18, whereby the Torah says, V'yosiso ha-yosher v'atov, which means, in simple English, that you are to do, you are to act yosher and tov, what is fair and good in the eyes of Hashem. Now, what does it mean to do fair and good? One could very well argue, by doing the 613 mitzvos, would you not be doing fair and good? And Rav Alpert writes, take a look. In the book of Shmos, in Mishpatim, where the Torah gives us many, many mitzvos, man to man, so the theme of Mishpatim is what you would call nizikin. If you damage, you have to pay. You are responsible for your actions. You are responsible for your negligence. This is understandable. And this is what you have in the book of Shmos. In the book of Devarim, we go beyond. Not only are you responsible for any damage that you have done, but in the book of Devarim, you are taught, distance yourself from any damage to the next one. In other words, not simply that you're responsible, but you are to take precaution in the first place not to damage. So in this week's parsha, what do we find? The mitzvah of V'yosiso makeh l'gagecha, which means that you are to make a fence around your roof so that no one falls off your roof to prevent any damage. And even though, as the verse says, Ki yipol hanofel mimeno, Hanofel, the one that was destined to fall. In other words, God ruled that this person deserves to fall. So Rashi tells us the beautiful idea that Megalgalin Zchus al Yedei Zakai v'chova al Yedei Chova, which means that we and God orchestrates that good deeds, good circumstances happen through good people, and the other kind of circumstances, bad, happen through bad people. You don't want to be the instrument through which God is going to cause something which we understand to be negative, like somebody falling off a roof, God forbid, hurting themselves, killing, dying from it. This is the idea of, and the pulse of, the book of Devarim. And the idea behind it is, V'sisa Yosha Batov, you are to go beyond the letter of the law. And so, I'll give you a beautiful idea which you can be very proud of. In secular law, if I am selling my property, I have no obligation to turn to my neighbor on either side and offer him my property. For whatever the reason, I don't want to sell it to my neighbor. It's mine. I can do it as I see fit. In Jewish law, the Gemara teaches us in Bava Metzia 105a, there's a law called Bar Metzra. Bar Metzra means the neighbor who is contiguous, adjacent to my property. Even if I don't like that person, I can't jack up the price because I don't like him. Whatever it is that the price that I'm asking for my property, I have to give that neighbor the right of first refusal. I have to say to him, I am selling my property. This is what I'm asking for it. Are you interested? Wow. Why is that? Because it's zenene, you are gaining, meaning you're given the price you want, and zelo choser, the one next door to me is gaining, and you're not losing. You're getting what you need, that you wanted for your property. So the Torah is telling us that you have to feel for the next one. If you were in that position, you'd want to have a larger piece of property. You have to offer it to him. So what the Torah is telling us, and that's not explicit in the Torah, but this is the law that the rabbis build based upon the injunction that the Torah says, V'yosisa yoshav ha-tov, which is understood to be lifnim mishuras ha-din. You have to go beyond that which the Torah says explicitly, but we ought to realize that there's a certain pulse, that between the lines, there's a certain ratzon ha-Torah, there's a certain desire, there's a certain attitude towards man, towards God, towards life, that even when it's not explicit, it is there and very much gives us our identity and our uniqueness as a Jew. And so, in keeping with Rav Alpert's approach to the book of Devarim, in Mishpatim, we're told the obligations that a Jew has to his wife. He has to give her a ksuba. He has to provide for the details of the ksuba, the obligations of a husband to his wife. Here, in this week's parsha, the Torah, in the first paragraph of Yifas Toar, which one could argue, come on, we don't have these laws today. check the first paragraph out. What do we learn therefrom? We learn therefrom that the Jewish soldier, even at a time when it was so difficult for him, being away from home, being attracted towards a non-Jewish woman, the Torah says, you have the capacity that before you forgive me, violate her, God forbid, rape her, the Torah is saying incredibly that you have to act in a certain manner within a higher code of morality towards this woman. And if you should still desire her, the Torah provides a way of taking her, but not through immediate lust of man. Unbelievable, the refinement that emerges from the character, as we have in between the lines of the Torah. The Torah tells us that we're not to plow with an ox and a donkey. So you might yawn and say, oh my goodness, I'm not in the farming quote business. We don't plow anymore with animals. How is this related to me? So the Das Zakenim, Mibalei Tosfos, says an incredible idea. Again, focusing on our interpersonal character. What's wrong with the ox and donkey working together? Says the Das Zakenim that the ox is kosher animal, Male Gera, choose its cud. The donkey is non-kosher animal, does not chew its cud. So listen carefully. They're both fed at the same time. The digestive system of the donkey finishes before that of the ox who chews its cud. The donkey is going to think, listen carefully now, that the ox was given more, and the Torah is concerned about the psychology of an animal. Whoa! Continues the chinuch, but listen carefully, not explicit. This is what we learn therefrom. If the Torah is concerned about the psychological effect upon an animal, then watch. What are we to learn? That you should not put an individual in an environment that they are going to be psychologically put down. For example, we have a membership committee in the shul. We want to welcome new families. Okay, so what you're not going to do is you're not going to put an extrovert and an introvert together. The extrovert is able to forgive me, schmooze, where are you from? Oh, you know this one, you know that one. And it comes very easily, and welcome to this community, and et cetera, et cetera. While the introvert finds that kind of business interaction most challenging and difficult, he's going to feel inadequate. Don't put them together. When you form committees, be careful about the sensitivity of the next one. Amazing what our Torah is teaching us about interaction. When the Torah speaks about burial for a criminal, that you are to bury the criminal on the day that he is hung, we hang him right before sunset, and we bury him immediately, and we learn from here, wow, why? Because every human being is created in the image of God. And therefore, how I have to treat the next person, I'm to look upon the next person as, whoa, there's godliness in the next individual. Again, between the lines, what emerges? And let's go straight to that which we are so familiar with. The Shema Yisrael, literally our Pledge of Allegiance, which the Torah says back in Parshas Va'eschanan, that we are to recite every night and every morning. And the Torah has the obligation of V'yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha. And it's understood by the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav, 86. The Gemara says, how is this to be understood? It's to be understood as follows. That what? Sheyehei Shem Shomayim Mis'ahiv Al Yodecha. That you are to act in such a way that people identify you as a Jew, and as a result of the refinement of your character, that you hold the door, you teach your children for the elderly. They wait until somebody comes into the shul. That we greet somebody who's a newcomer. The Torah just says that you ought to love the stranger, talking about literally a convert. And we extend that to the idea of somebody new to shul. Go out of your way, greet that person. So the Gemara in Yuma says, what does it mean that you ought to love God? That through you, others will come to love Hashem. Because you're studying Torah, you're conducting yourself in an honest way, your speech is one which is refined and of good character. So people say, wow, how fortunate, how special is this person who learned Torah. I want my children to be like that. And this is a tall order, but it's one that emerges from the many, many mitzvos, both in our parsha of Kisetse, as well as Baruch Hashem, through the totality of our Torah. How privileged and blessed we are that we have not only 613 mitzvos on the respective lines, but the incredible treasure that refines our character from between the lines. Shabbat Shalom to all.